I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited show on the music of Mal Waldron. We're going to start with Steve Lacy, and this is a quartet with Mal Waldron on piano, Buell Neidlinger bass, and Elvin Jones on drums, recorded in 1958. The tune is Thelonious Monk's composition, Let's Call This. And one of the things about Waldron is that his playing became more angular and monk-like as he aged.
Thank you.
listening to Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for making the choice to hang out with me tonight on our show on the music of pianist Mal Waldron. We heard Let's Call This, a Thelonious Monk tune, played by Steve Lacy on soprano, Mal Waldron piano, Buell Neidlinger bass, and Elvin Jones on drums, and that's a recording made in 1958. We've got John Coltrane, Eric Dolphy, Abby Lincoln, and Donald Harrison and Terrence Blanchard coming up, along with Mal Waldron, right here on Jazz Unlimited. There's a wonderful 4-CD set of material on the DIW label called Interpretations of Monk. It was recorded in 1981 with various people, including Mal Waldron, and he played in a group that included Steve Lacy on soprano, Don Cherry trumpet, Charlie Rouse tenor, Roswell Rudd trombone, all people very interested in or played with Thelonious Monk. But each pianist had a solo piece, and here is Waldron's version of Roundabout Midnight from this 1981 concert, and that's going to be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Please stay tuned. Thank you. You are listening to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight on our show on the music of pianist Mel Waldron. We heard a solo piano piece by him in 1981, recorded in New York at a concert called Interpretations of Monk. And this is a solo piano version of Roundabout Midnight. Again, the 4-CD set, Interpretation of Monk, is on the DIW label, and I believe is one of the great recordings of the 80s. We've got Eric Dolphy and Booker Little at the 5 spot, and we're going to be hearing Abby Lincoln and Donald Harrison and Terrence Blanchard, and also a version of Mal Waldron's signature tune, Soul Eyes, with David Murray. So please stay tuned. And now we have a station break, and we're going to hear The Witch's Pit with John Coltrane on tenor and Cecil Payne and Pepper Adams on baritone, Mal Waldron piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And that's recorded in 1957.
We'll be right back.
Witch's Pit right here on Jazz Unlimited, a Pepper Adams composition. And it was played by John Coltrane on tenor, Cecil Payne and Pepper Adams on baritone, Mel Waldron on piano, who's the subject of tonight's show on Jazz Unlimited, Doug Watkins bass, and Art Taylor on drums in 1957. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for falling by here with me tonight. We're going to be hearing Mel Waldron with Donald Harrison and Terrence Blanchard, and Abby Lincoln with David Murray, and in a duo with David Friesen. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear a classic recording. This is from a group of recordings that Eric Dolphy and Booker Little made at the Five Spot. And it was recorded in 1961. Tune here is Fire Waltz. Booker Little is on trumpet, Eric Dolphy on alto, Mel Waldron on piano, Richard Davis bass, and Ed Blackwell on drums. And remember that rhythm section, because you're going to be hearing it again. And that'll be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was Fire Waltz from the very important 1961 recordings at the five spot with the Booker Little Eric Dolphy Quintet. Booker Little on trumpet, Eric Dolphy on alto, Mal Waldron on piano, Richard Davis bass, and Ed Blackwell on drums in 1961. Unfortunately, Booker Little died not too long after this recording was made from uremic poisoning. We've got David Murray and Mal Waldron, and also a Mal Waldron-David Friesen duo coming up in the third hour, so please stay tuned. Now we have a set of two. The first one is Abby Lincoln and Mal Waldron's tune Straight Ahead, and she is on vocal, accompanied with a group that had Mal Waldron in it on piano. Coleman Hawkins is a tenor soloist there in this 1961 recording, and then Booker's Waltz. Same rhythm section, Mal Waldron, Richard Davis, and Ed Blackwell, in 1986 with Donald Harrison on alto and bass clarinet and Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, trying to duplicate those recordings at Sweet Basil in 1986.
Straight ahead, the road keeps winding, narrow, wet, and dimly lit. Vainly looking for a crossroad where a weary can sit lost and needing some direction, dodging ruts along the way, bumpy road, confuse a body. Lead a trusting soul astray. For some, this road is smooth and easy. Traveling high without a care. But if you got to use the back roads. Straight ahead can lead nowhere. On this road, you got a problem getting where you want to go. Speed limits almost down to nothing. Straight ahead, but awful slow. Mm-hmm. for some, this road is smooth and easy. Traveling high without a care. But if you got to use the back roads, straight ahead can lead nowhere. On this road you got a problem getting where you want to go. Speed limit's almost down to nothing. Straight ahead, but oh, we'll be right back.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard Straight Ahead, a composition by Mal Waldron, sung by Abby Lincoln, and it's a group with Coleman Hawkins on tenor and Mal Waldron on piano from 1961. And then from 1986, Booker's Waltz, Donald Harrison on alto and bass clarinet, Terrence Blanchard trumpet, Mal Waldron piano, Richard Davis bass, and Ed Blackwell on drums. And they tried to duplicate what Eric Dolphy and Booker Little did in 1961. My question to you is, were they successful? And the other question is, why did they do it? Please stay tuned for the third hour and David Murray and Mal Waldron